Never been particularly good at investing in Australia's soft power public diplomacy, as you would call it. But what we did do well, particularly in the last 10 years, was international broadcasting, and we did well over a much longer time, international broadcasting through Radio Australia. And that is one that has a great longevity in it and a great reputation in the region. And what had happened to Australia's public diplomacy over the last few years was its budget and the funding to those sort of programs, which might be anything from, websites to, educational and scholarship exchanges, cultural diplomacy programs, exhibitions, that sort of thing. Our budgets for public diplomacies were dramatically cut, and what was left really was our international broadcasting. And when the Australian network was cut, of course, there wasn't much left at all. Now, what's happened in the last couple of years is, as you know at the ABC all too well, is that even what's left of our international broadcasting has been, sort of decapitated and bits amputated. And Radio Australia has suffered terribly. And my concern is that in terms of our soft power in the region, Radio Australia has been a really strong vehicle for Australia in the region. It's got a very good reputation. In some places, it's the only source of news in the Pacific, particularly where we are the predominant power and we have such an important role to play.
ABC Radio Australia is quite separate from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, but they've had their funding hit. In the past 25 years, they've lost 30% of their funding, as well as recent cuts or redistribution of money under a budget emergency. Is there any blame to be apportioned on Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade?
That's a very good question. I don't really want to wade into the politics of what happened to the Australian network. You're absolutely right. The Department of Foreign Affairs' budgets and staffing have declined, less in sort of nominal terms in terms of its funding, but certainly in terms of the number of staff it's been able to employ and deploy overseas, so the number of diplomats. Now, the funding for the Australian network did come out of the Department of Foreign Affairs, and so when it was axed, the Department of Foreign Affairs, simply lost that funding. Its ability to project an effective public diplomacy for Australia has taken a real hit. And in terms of the broadcasting and that as a vehicle for public diplomacy and sort of projecting Australia's values and interests and culture and way of life, so that we can attract other countries to us and make them feel, well disposed towards us, we've taken a real hit. Not just in terms of Australia's ability to have a voice in the region, but also with the broadcasting, in terms of Australia's ability to cover international news at all and cover international news in our region. And that's of great concern, because it's important that we get news, an independent and robust source of news to the region and for the region.
Throughout Asia, which is where the service is disappearing on Sunday. Of course, I have a lot of new technologies. I think Indonesia is the biggest Twitter-using nation in the world. But throughout the Pacific, we don't have that mix of technologies. Is it worthwhile pushing that agenda that new technologies will save Australia's diplomatic ability and being able to talk to the region and assist them in emergency situations? Is that at all possible throughout the Pacific using streaming media?
You're absolutely right that it's important that there is a mix. In some places in the Pacific, there just isn't any internet. So, I know that the way ABC management and the government has been pushing this, and the political debate was a lot around, all this old-fashioned international broadcasting is rubbish because everybody looks at the internet now and live streams and all the rest of it. But I think they haven't been to the Pacific, and they don't understand that there's no broadband and there's no live streaming, because the bandwidths are simply not broad enough, if there is any internet access at all. And in parts of Timor-Leste, in Burma, where we used to have a shortwave radio service in Mandarin and then in Burmese, they were important ways to reach groups of people who had no other source of news through shortwave radio, and they simply don't. Not all of them have access to the internet, and if they do, then not all of them have access to that sort of high-speed internet that we take for granted in the Western world. The Pacific is not like that.
With the loss of broadcasting footprint and being able to demonstrate Australia's ability or to ask for opinions on the use of Australian aid. How will the lowering of broadcasting and its footprints affect the aid side of things?
Well, if we're piling in that amount of development assistance to the region, it's important that we have the communication ability as well. They go hand in hand to that extent. It's important that we build relationships in more ways than one. It's a multifaceted relationship. It's not just about piling in the development assistance. It's about communicating and developing relationships at many levels, including at that grassroots level with ordinary citizens from our Pacific neighbours.